In this bulletin, Greater Brisbane's lockdown lifts with some restrictions to remain in place. The federal government defends the pace of the vaccine rollout. And in sport, the Australian and New Zealand host cities for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup announced. For the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The snap three-day lockdown in Greater Brisbane has officially lifted after just one new locally acquired case of COVID-19 was identified. But additional restrictions will be in place across Queensland for the next 2 weeks, including mandatory mask wearing in indoor spaces and a 30-person limit for at-home gatherings. No personal visitors are allowed at hospitals, aged care, disability care or correctional facilities, while patrons at restaurants, cafes, bars and clubs will have to be seated and dancing in public venues won't be permitted. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says while the lockdown only applied to people in Greater Brisbane, it's vital the temporary restrictions apply to all Queenslanders.
The reason is that people in Brisbane after the lockdown can go anywhere in the state. So then that risk goes with them. I think the risk is low, that's why I've advised that we can do this, but it is there, which is why I think that 2 weeks of restrictions across the whole state will keep our whole state safe.
New South Wales, the ACT and the Northern Territory have removed their restrictions for travel to and from Greater Brisbane in response. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack is calling for patience as frustrations increase over a slower than expected rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. Just 744,000 people have been vaccinated across Australia so far, well below the government's initial target of 4 million by early April. The government says overseas supply issues have affected the rollout, with the European Union blocking some shipments to Australia. But Mr. McCormack insists the government working through the challenges.
This is, as I say, the largest exercise in Australia's peacetime history. We will get that vaccine out. We urge Australians to get both jabs and to do the right thing, but it is going to be an exercise in patience.
And New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. The infection is known to health officials. It's the case identified in Byron Bay, which was announced yesterday. It comes as authorities reintroduce restrictions for four council areas near the shared border with Queensland for the next 2 weeks. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is still open and is asking people to be extra cautious.
To be fair, that part of New South Wales to date has done really well because the other states wouldn't let us go on holiday. A lot of people had been holidaying in the Northern Rivers, the northern part, north coast, north to mid coast of New South Wales. So whilst I know Easter is always a good time for businesses to do well, touch wood, they have had a consistent kind of patronage in the last few months.
Australia's corporate regulator has launched legal action against the Commonwealth Bank, alleging it wrongly charged almost a million customers nearly $55 million in monthly fees. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission claims the overcharging went on for more than 9 years, despite making promises the accounts would be free. Migrants, students and pensioners were among those affected by the alleged misconduct. CBA says it's cooperated fully with ASIC during its investigation and has paid back almost $66 million to affected customers. In football, five Australian cities and four in New Zealand have been announced to host matches for the 2023 Women's World Cup. The tournament will kick off in Auckland and conclude with a final at Sydney Stadium, Australia, with games in Adelaide, Brisbane, Dunedin, Hamilton, Melbourne, Perth and Wellington in between. It will be the first women's edition of the World Cup to feature 32 teams. Sydney FC player Remy Simpson says it's exciting for women's football in Australia.
It's a unique moment to showcase and highlight the best in the world and a great opportunity to inspire the next generation of female stars and players. For me, to play in front of friends and family would be an amazing moment for me and debut in my first World Cup on home soil in my host city and home city would be absolutely amazing, and I'll be doing everything I can to be in contention for that.
Let's look at Friday's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, where it'll be 32 degrees, a fine and sunny day in Adelaide, 33 for you. 28 in Melbourne, much the same. Cloudy and 23 in Hobart, a sunny 27 for the capital, Canberra. In Wollongong, sunny as well, 23. Partly cloudy in Sydney, 26, much the same for Newcastle, 25. A possible shower in Brisbane, 26. 30 for Cairns with a shower or two, and a possible storm or shower in Darwin, 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you haven't already done so, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis as well as special features of the day's news.